across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So, talking about all things community, as I mentioned, I'm now joined by Teresa Featenby and also James McWilliams from the City Council, and they're here to talk to me about the Pay It Forward campaign. So I guess we ought to really start out with Teresa, who's been absolutely instrumental in setting this up. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
And bringing a guest as well. Brilliant. A surprise one for me, but that's lovely. It's good to have you both in the studio. Let's start with you, Teresa. Let's start, because we have talked about this before. It's about a year or so ago, yeah. I think, wasn't it? You're just going to sort of catch us up on actually what's been going on, what's happened. But first, we'll start out with explaining exactly what Pay It Forward is.
So it is a gift voucher that I've designed... or created, should I say, that is sold in independent businesses in Cambridge and around the Cambridge area. And they are purchased by customers and then they are passed on to people in need. So in the first instance, when I first came up with this idea, it was targeted at the homeless people. Since then, I've come to conclusion that it's not just homeless people that need the help, it's also people who rent houses and they're struggling to
make ends meet.
And I targeted, if that's the right word, independent businesses in the first instance because I wanted to give them a chance, because if you go straight for the big chains, you could swamp those and not give the independents a chance. And I'm for giving the little guys a chance in the first instance. If I find that I've run out of independents who, for whatever reason, don't want to do it, then I will look at bigger groups, but more targeted, so not the whole lot. So, like, co-op, for instance, I wouldn't go for every single co-op because some of them have already got vouchers in that area, but some co-ops don't have any, there's no vouchers selling it in any independent businesses in that area, so it's targeting it really.
And how has that gone really? Because I remember that when you first started there was a little bit of a concern really about how people would take to it in terms of, you know, if there wasn't something there, were people going to get angry? That was a concern for people who were, you know, in the cafes and shops or whatever, that they were worried that, you know, people would sort of almost expect it. And if there wasn't something behind there for them, there might be a bit of a worry about that. So how's that sort of been waylaid, if you like?
Yeah, so since then, because that was in the very early days and I didn't know how this was going to work out, I spoke to the Serene and Winter Comfort, Romsey Mill, Jimmy's, and what we do now is we don't leave people to go in there and ask. I encourage people to either leave the vouchers at the business, that the business can contact me and I will go in, get the voucher and pass it on to, say, Jimmy's. They will identify their service users who are in most need of the voucher and pass it on to them. So they're all fully behind me. I won't say I discourage, but I don't encourage people to go in. I don't want going in and asking, because it's not fair on the staff behind the counter. And it can also be an embarrassment for the person going in to ask about the voucher. So I'm trying to find more organisations. I believe the Red Hem Project is interested as well, but for them it's a case of finding businesses local to them that would take the vouchers, because you wouldn't want to buy a voucher in the centre of town and you're an organisation up on Mill Road. You're not going to have people probably, I wouldn't like to say they might do, but chances are they won't want to go. So it's finding businesses local to the organisation so you don't have that far to travel. So that's how I've overcome that one. I mean, there have been a lot of challenges along the way, but this is very dear to me and I know it can work, and I've got a lot of people behind me and I'm getting more people on board.
And I guess in lots of ways, actually, James, this is perhaps where you come in a little bit as well, because you work at the City Council. So I guess you have to have some, you know, input, if you like, because it is concerning businesses and the cities and, you know, the people that you're sort of overseeing, if you like. So what's your involvement in this?
My involvement is due to two things, really. The first is that I manage the housing advice service at Cambridge City Council, and among one of the most gratifying things about the job that I currently do is that I've been instrumental with a colleague, Sarah, in setting up something called Cambridge Street Aid that some of your listeners may know about.
Yeah.
And Cambridge Street Aid, I don't want to make this about Cambridge Street Aid, but Cambridge Street Aid, just very briefly, is a fund that we set up. It's now complete with contactless giving, online giving and so on, which is wanting to give people a choice about what they do when they see people on the street. A lot of people have got concerns about giving money to people directly on the street because they're not sure where that money is going to go to. And realistically, I think they're worried that it might actually make matters worse in some cases rather than better. So Street Aid provided that alternative, and Street Aid has been very successful. In the 2.5 years now since it's been set up, it's raised over £60,000, which is an indication of the generosity and the concern of Cambridge people, which I think we all sort of already know and recognise. And in addition, it's paid out grants. I think we've just paid out our 200th grant to people on the street. Now, the really impressive thing about, two really impressive things, is that I work for a council. I've got the sort of backing of a sort of large, one of the largest organisations in town. Theresa Fahenby here has set up Pay It Forward entirely on her own. The really impressive thing is, first of all, the idea, which we as a council would very much want to support. And in addition, this is why I mentioned Street Aid, you can see how it fits in, yeah, with the Street Aid idea of giving somebody a voucher that they can use for some specific good.
That's the thing, isn't
being
it?
Concerned.
That's the thing, is that your idea is it's not cash.
Yeah.
It's a voucher that you spend for food, for something or a drink or whatever that's going to be really useful, really nourishing for someone, as opposed to giving money, like you say, where there's a concern about where that's going to go.
With these vouchers, they you don't get change. If the person redeeming the voucher has a £3 voucher and they only spend £2 of it, they don't get that change back. I do encourage businesses to give that difference back to a charity, but the person in need doesn't get that money back. They can't redeem it for alcohol. So when you say drink, it's non-alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
So it's snacks, hot or cold drinks that are non-alcoholic. I'm also looking to get grocery stores. I've just got Alamin on Mill Road on board. But I'm looking to get other grocery stores, chip shop, more butchers, looking for Hills Road, Central Cambridge. I want to get more market stores on. I've got 2 market stores on at the moment. I want to get more on. It's just getting a word out there and that people feel, or businesses feel confident that it's not just a fly-by-night thing. Mm. I feel this can work, but I just need the extra bit of help too, and I am getting more help on board.
I think once the word gets out there though, and it spreads, doesn't it? And I guess that's partly your involvement as well, James, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. We've wanted to promote it, we've wanted to support Theresa, albeit in a very, very modest, you know, Theresa's been, two things about Theresa, if I may say. She's one of the most determined individuals that I've ever come across. This is her idea, and she's gone out on her own, and she's approached the suppliers, and she is indefatigable. I think I said that correctly. Mm. Indefatigable in her determination to get Pay It Forward up and running. So yeah, she's always been very modest in her and what she has asked her for. We've been pleased to help in a small way. I'm waiting for Teresa to ask us some time for something bigger, and we'll go away and I'll discuss that with my councillors and we'll see where we go.
Lots of nodding going on there, yeah.
It was, yeah.
You can't see
but
that.
We'll but we'll see where we go with that one and how much and so on. Mm. But this is the reason why I'm here today, because this woman is so impressive in her determination. She's made something from nothing so far, and we hope as a council to work with Teresa to make it bigger and make it more effective.
Yeah, fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, one thing I would say is the Cambridge Homeless Outreach Programme, who are made up of university students, they've also been, a few of them have been helping me. So a couple of them have been able to get into the Cambridge market, because obviously it's on, I work full time as well, and I can't get to the market when it's open. So they've been able to go in, get contact details for me, and then I've been able to follow that through. I mean, one of the biggest things is social media. Mm. Some of the places don't have social media, which does make it a little bit harder, because I can't promote them as well, to say, look, go on into this shop, ask for a paper voucher. Some of them won't have pictures or their posters on their windows at all, so nobody knows that they sell them, which, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about that. But if I can just promote it on social media and stuff, I have got a website.
Which is?
It's www.pifgiftvouchers.org.
Great.
Well done.
We'll remind people in a moment about that as well.
And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. So if you do a search for paid for gift vouchers...
I think what's really impressive actually as well is you know, obviously you're heading this up and you've started it as well, but I think it is a great representation of our city as well, and the generosity of not just people's money but their time and their effort, and you're obviously leading that, but you know, the idea that university students, who I know absolutely work their socks off, I know what Cambridge is like, I've lived through it with my mother, it's very intense, but they're also taking time out as well to help and go and spot people and promote it as well. And I just think it's a great representation of our city and the generosity of people's time and money and effort to get things like this, because we know that Cambridge has got a sort of, I guess it's a bit of a reputation, if you like, for homeless, or, you know, it's one of the most like richest and poorest cities, isn't it? There's a great divide. We've got like one of the poorest areas up in North Cambridge. And at the same time, we've got
this affluent area as well.
So it's trying to bridge that gap, isn't it? And actually kind of make it a much more equal society within the city as well. And I just think it's fantastic. And it's great to hear that it's built momentum. What would you ideally like to see happen now? It's just kind of getting more businesses, partners
getting
on board.
Getting more business on board. I mean, the people redeeming the vouchers, that's not a problem. It's getting more people to buy the vouchers, and more businesses on board.
What's the general sort of amount of money that you that people are giving, or is it just anything? Like, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, if you have a charity box, you know, you might sort of think, oh, I'm only putting pennies in there, but pennies build pounds, as I say. But what's the sort of
at? With the vouchers, the business would determine how much the vouchers are worth. So it depends on you're looking at between £2.50 and maximum is £6, because that's the most I would personally pay for somebody else. So most of them are between £2.50 and £5 for the vouchers. But it depends what the business wants. What does the business offer? I mean, like La Latina Bustamante, who are by Henley, by Newmarket Road, by Homebase, that area, that they're part of it. They were one of the first ones to join. Black Cat Cafe was actually the very first one. If it wasn't for him, these vouchers wouldn't exist. I wouldn't be where I am now. So I owe it all to the Black Cat. But with Latina, that there's £2.50. So you can buy something. So you go in, you buy the voucher for £2.50. you can then pass the voucher on to a person in need. Or if you don't know of anyone, you can leave it with the bus. They'll contact me and I can go in, pick it up and pass it on to... So I can pop it through to Jimmy's and they will pass it on to one of their guests to have. So it...
And I have to say, I think that's another genius idea as well, the fact that they're the people who know. They're the people who, you know... Sorry, come in, James, and you say...
Well,
yeah.
I just say something else about how well thought out this is as well. I don't know whether you've ever noticed, but you see somebody in a doorway in town and you might see that they are surrounded by coffee cups, half-eaten sandwiches which aren't open and so on, because what a lot of people think, and good on them, is that this person I'm going to, this is going to be my good deed for the day and I'm going to bring it to people. What Teresa's idea does is it says, let the guy on the doorway, let the woman in the doorway decide when it is that they want to eat and what it is that they want to eat. Just gives that a little bit more of an autonomy, a little bit more of the kind of choices that we as human beings all want, including people who are in the doorway. So that's another sort of great plus, really, about the way that Teresa has thought this one through.
Yeah, and in addition to what James is saying, that's one of the reasons why I started this, was because I'm not that comfortable about going up to anyone, really.
And some people aren't.
So
yeah.
A lot of people aren't. And I thought, the one day I passed someone, I thought, well, I don't want to give them money. So I went into a shop and it suddenly dawned on me that they had a dog with them. And I thought, right, I need to get something for the dog as well. But then I thought, I mean, personally, I'm vegetarian. So if somebody gave me a ham sandwich, I'd have to ditch the ham, because I don't know what... They could have a glucose intolerance. They could have an intolerance of some... I don't know. I don't know anything about that person. So I'm just buying something because it's kind to. But actually, it'd be nicer... They're not going to just get up there and then and go off and buy a sandwich or something, because they might miss that chance of somebody coming along and giving them some money. So I thought, well, I gave them the food that I bought, but then it did get me thinking, actually, there's got to be a way around this. I then saw on social media somebody saying, I've downloaded an app, a kindness app, I want to buy a stranger a coffee in Cambridge, where can I do that? I thought, yeah, I'd quite like to do that. There's only two places that allow you to do that, and that's the Bridge Cafe and the Edge Cafe, and they're at the opposite end of the town completely. I thought, well, there's got to be something more to that. So allows people to buy strangers a coffee. It doesn't have to be a coffee. It could be a hot drink. It could be a snack, whatever. And that's where... So I thought, go to the Black Cat Cafe. Well, actually, I was contacting different independent businesses to ask if they could help. And then the Black Cat Cafe said, yeah, we're interested. I said, OK. And they said, how are you going to make it work? I said, I've no idea. I said,
but we're going to find a way.
Can you tell me? You're the ones who are going to be doing this. You tell me how you feel it would work. And he went away and he said, what about these vouchers? And it's a small, independent, family-run business up north. I thought, yeah. And we came up with a design, which is the design that there is now, because it's very generic, and before it had pictures of cups and stuff, it's too specific, and that's how it's...
Yeah, and I think the other thing as well is the fact that, I mean, A, it gives the person receiving it a bit of autonomy about where they want to spend it, but it's also with the service providers as well. You're more likely to know about the service providers like Jimmy's or Winter Comfort or whatever than you are about the independent that doesn't have an advertising slogan saying we have this in our shop. So Jimmy's can identify that person and then they can suggest where it can be spent. So it's great. It's great.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say is at the moment there has to be a business name on the voucher, simply because the infrastructure isn't there. So if I just had any name, that money has got to get back to that business. So at the moment, the business name has to be on the voucher. So it tells them, the person in need, where to go. So it doesn't tell them what to buy, it just says...
No, but Jimmy's can identify where that person might normally be in the city, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So say they can target, you know, the person to the area, if you like.
Yeah, so they can say, right, this voucher is for Black Cat Cafe, and one of the services might say, oh, yeah, I'll go back past there quite a lot, I'll have that.
Mm.
And
brilliant.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it's really lovely to catch up with you. And James, thank you for coming in as well giving your input. And hopefully, I mean, I guess if there's any businesses out there who want to sort of jump on board and partner up with this scheme, they can get in touch. So give your email again or
so
your
the email
contact
address
details.
Is pifcambridge, and that's all lowercase, at gmail.com. And I do have a website address of www.pifgiftvouchers.org.uk.
Brilliant.
.org without the UK.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming in this afternoon.